two biologists are testing their glacier travel skills and their field science expertise on a trek in Denali National Park this week. They're searching for a tiny animal called an ice worm. Scientists have studied them on warmer coastal glaciers for decades. Now they're hoping to find a distant relative that's learned to adapt to an even harsher climate. APRN's Annie Feit caught up with them before they left and has this story.
After the grade school years, most people tend to shy away from all things creepy and slimy, but not Dan Shane.
I'm a worm guy.
Shane is a biology professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey. He's devoted his career to studying simple organisms like leeches and worms, hoping to track their evolutionary path. But on a recent morning, he's studying an immense pile of gear instead, laid out on a lawn in East Anchorage. He just found out his stove doesn't work.
These Coleman stoves, it's always the pump. This part right here. Oop, where'd it go?
Luckily, Shane has the necessary spare part. He's also lucky to have good company on his quest to find ice worms in Denali. He's traveling with Roman Dial, another ice worm biologist based at Alaska Pacific University.
I'm just relying on him to get us to the right places and get us out alive.
Roman Dial is known for punishing himself on extreme expeditions around the world. Last summer, he traveled 600 miles unsupported across the most remote section of Alaska. He says this trip is different because it has a purpose.
We're looking for these animals that people have said are there, but nobody's really, no scientist has documented them. And so I guess, how does it compare? Well, I feel like I'm using the skills that I use for doing, outdoor adventure, but using it for a scientific purpose.
Ice worms look like thin pieces of black thread about an inch long. Dial says he first spotted them on the Harding ice field more than two decades ago. He saw what looked like pieces of lichen, but they were moving. And he says he was instantly intrigued.
They're neat. They're unique. You know, animals living on glaciers. You go to a glacier and it just seems like this, you know, kind of barren wasteland, and then once you realize that there are organisms living there, and they're very simple ecosystems, they're so simple you kind of think you can figure them out.
Dial is squeezing several small pack rafts into a large duffel. The group will use the 5-pound boats to float out the chilly Tokositna River back to civilization when the trip is complete.
Glad you're not filming, because I'm not doing a very good job of rolling them up.
The scientists will trek during the day and look for ice worms at night. They're not sure when they'll sleep. As they prepared to head out, the weather forecast was grim, and they were expecting to slog along their route in plenty of cold rain. Dial wasn't worried, though. He says he's gotten pretty good at packing over the years.
I guess, miserable. You can be miserable, but it's always just temporary. You know, you're miserable for a little while, and then you set up your tent and get the stove going. And just hearing the sound of the stove usually mellows me out and makes me feel good. Just that roar, and it relaxes me. And then all the misery goes away, and I feel good.
Rutgers professor Dan Shane has looked for ice worms in Denali once before with no success. But he says that trip suffered from bad timing. He went in the fall when ice worms were probably burrowing deep in the glaciers to ride out the winter. If the Denali worms do exist, Shane says they would have to get around one of the basic ideas of ice worm physiology.
Paradoxically, ice worms are very sensitive to cold temperatures. They freeze right about at the freezing point, just slightly below.
Shane says the coastal glaciers in Alaska are warm glaciers that never freeze completely. But in Denali, they freeze solid and the temperature of the ice plummets well below zero.
In those conditions, an Anchorage ice worm would not survive. It would instantly freeze and die.
Shane would like this trip to answer the question once and for all whether or not ice worms can survive in Denali. But he says he can't guess what they'll find.
Depends on the day. Sometimes I feel like we're probably going to find them. Other days I think about what I know about ice worms and where they can survive. And it just doesn't seem like they're going to be there.
Next summer, Dial and Shane hope to put what they've learned in Denali to use in an even more extreme environment. They've heard ice worms exist on the Tibetan Plateau at 10,000 feet, but they'll have to go there to find out. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.